Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.
Hello, the Helix! How are you doing? Are you having a good night?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Darren.
Darren is now officially the star of the show because Ronnie Whelan walked out and there was a Budweiser, but there was a top on the Budweiser and nobody has a bottle opener except Darren, who has his teeth and who's just opened a bottle for Ronnie Whelan. So can we get a round of applause for Darren, the teeth? We do now.
Just filling in.
We do now officially have an unbelievable five-a-side football team. We've got David O'Leary, Michael Ballack, Ronnie Whelan, Mark Lawrenson, and Keith Andrews here. So we're going to talk about some football. How are you getting on with Johnny Whelan there?
Can't hear you.
You can't hear us over there.
He called me earlier.
You can't hear us. Just there's a little knob.
Hang on.
Twist it the way.
By the way, there's five knobs up here. There's not one little knob.
Yeah, you should be able to just twist your little knob so you can hear us. How did you get on, Keith, in your new gig?
Good, pal, yeah. All good. Michael was very good. Johnny's obviously left the building.
You said Michael was crap.
No, John. Michael was top notch. Tell me about Premier League years.
You do know now that you have to get the names right.
It's a start, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a
start. Kevin Caban's shifting uneasily in his seat somewhere, wondering, what's going on? Why do I feel a sudden shiver?
He's all right. You can have it.
Michael, did you know any of these lads? Did you recognise any of them?
I had to Google them before. No.
What did he say?
He said he had to Google us.
No, it was a joke. It was a joke.
That's bollocks.
What? What English football would you have watched as a kid growing up? Were you familiar with the FA Cup at all? Was that something that was part of German television when you were a kid?
Not really. I'm from East Germany. Huh?
Yeah. So you didn't get any football from, I guess you got Russian football on TV?
No.
Nothing.
We had East German football.
And that
was it? Yeah.
Up until 1989, obviously, and then suddenly...
After 89, it starts enjoying Bundesliga as well. And then later, of course, international football.
Right. Did you know anything about football beyond East Germany when you were a kid? Was it literally just...
I had my role model, I remember, was Rico Steinmann. He played for my hometown, Chemnitz FC Karl Marxstadt, in the earlier days.
Karl Marxstadt.
Yeah. So, and then I don't really had another one because it was an offensive midfield player. I wanted to be like him. That's it. And then I was already 16, 17, 18, and normally in that age, it stops with role models.
Yeah. Did you used to practice over the wall?
Head tennis.
Right. Good one. You said the Leeds Cup final was your... the Leeds Sunderland Cup final, Dave, was one of the first ones that you remember.
Yeah, remember it. And, you know, we had a great player on here before, Johnny Giles. So, growing up as a kid here, there was this great player playing for this really great team, Leeds United, who probably should have won a lot more. And then, lucky enough, I played in many afterwards. Didn't think a lad from Dublin going over to London at Grace Wembley. It was great.
Yeah, it became pretty regular for you. Do you remember your first cup final that you remember as a kid watching it going, ooh, this is great?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, 1964. Do you want the full Preston North End team or not 1-11? We were twice in front against West Ham. We were second division, they were first division. We got beat 3-2 late on.
In a cup final?
Yeah.
Right.
And my mother wouldn't let me go because I was seven.
Ooh.
Yeah. Apart from that, I don't remember much.
That's a pretty special... That is a pretty special memory.
Alan Kelly was in goal.
That's your local town football team actually reaching an FA Cup final and losing. A bit of heartbreak at seven kind of makes you fall in love with the tournament properly.
Yeah.
You're a bit sceptical about that, Laurel. You're like, yeah, whatever.
No, it does. No, it does. So that was a Howard Kendall as well one.
He played for Preston.
Yeah. And Johnny Sissons. They were the two youngest players ever to appear in the Cup final. Do you want me to keep going and not have we had enough?
No, that's all right. Keith. Your first FA Cup
mid,
final?
Mid-80s, Ronnie's teams.
Mid-80s, for Christ mid-80s. Almighty sake.
He's talking about the 60s and you're talking about the 80s.
I know, but...
Do you remember Michael Jackson as well or not?
Yeah. Jackson 5. Yeah, mid-80s, Ronnie's teams and Laurel towards the end. Just and then picked obviously a wrong time to support him because it's been downhill after that, hasn't it, in terms of the league. But
that's good though, because we've become better players since they can't win anything.
It's true, right? Yeah. All-time legends.
Was it not just a thing of, I don't know whether it's just our era or what, but you'd wake up at 10 o'clock in the morning and it'd start to build up to the FA Cup final and you'd sit there till 5 o'clock at night in your pyjamas waiting for the fella to go and pick the cup up.
You sound like Bob Barris.
Yeah, but Stuart Hall used to do it. It's a knockout on it as well, didn't he?
I bet he did.
It was all that all through the day. Stuart Hall, it's a knockout. Then there was the wives going to the game on the bus, the helicopters and things like that. That's what I was brought up with, and that's... was my, I want to play in an FA Cup final. I want to go to England, I want to get out.
Didn't Dennis Bergkamp say that's how he fell in love with English football, because it was the only football game you saw if you lived, obviously, in continental Europe, and he said he would look forward to that day, and it's one of the things that made him want to play in England.
It's funny, I was talking to the two lads who are working with us at the moment, and they're 21 and 22, and they were saying that when they were growing up, the FA Cup is the only terrestrial TV football that they get, so actually... you know, it's a chance for them to see their favourite teams. Unfortunately, they keep picking crap teams the whole way up to the semi-final and final until it actually matters for them. But maybe there's a possibility that the next generation are actually watching these games free to air and they do fall in love with them a little bit. You might hope so, anyway.
You would like to think so, wouldn't you? But, I mean, we were talking about things like television before. It's just it's mad, isn't it? Because, I mean, I've got a 13-year-old and she watches nothing live, and I'm sure, you know, all our kids are the same. It doesn't... Whereas our generation would say, oh, things on at 8 o'clock, need to watch it. They're like, well, I'll just watch it next Tuesday. But that's the way it is, isn't it? You know, that mean,
yeah,
slightly going off.
I don't like the our generation thing here, and you're pointing it. Yeah. put your hand on Keith Andrews' knee there, will you?
I was enjoying myself just up until that moment.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the cup final, because we've only got a couple of minutes here before we give away a trip in the room to somebody. Michael, the... Arsenal team over the last couple of weeks kind of saved their season or saved some self-respect by, you know, re-emerging as a team that was winning games again and fighting for Arsene Wenger. And part of that was predicated on three centre-backs. All their centre-backs are now injured. It looks like Per Mertesacker is going to start this game and Kieran Gibbs is now doubtful as well. Do you give Arsenal any chance of winning this game?
No, it is... you mentioned the circumstances, they sound not good at the moment, but that also can create something in that Arsenal team. Of course, I think Chelsea is slightly favourite, but as you mentioned, they're on a good run at the end of the season, and it seems like they have found a spirit to actually being a team again, because they went to the difficult time during the season, including Arsene. But this one game, you know, in one game you can save a season because they couldn't reach the top four, which is really disappointment for them. So, no, but it seems like players now, they preparing well and they understand to save a season, and that makes it not easier for Chelsea in 2 days.
And a legacy for Wenger in some respects, because there's still this strong sense that maybe David, he might not be the manager next year.
You know, he might not be, but I'll be very surprised if he's not, personally. I think it's a game that's going to be made a lot tougher because the injuries we're talking about. I think the last, say, six games started off with Tottenham, far superior side, beat us well, sadly to say. And then they've gone on games that I've been at them all, gone to Stoke, Everton, all teams really, they were on a beach holiday. Yeah. Really, that good teams to get at the end of the season. Ran into Man United, supposedly a good test, but Mourinho had already talked the players out of it that, you know, I've plenty of games, we've had too many games, I've got semi-final to come. They'd already been when we played them, Celtic Vigo on the Thursday night, and he was talking about the time they got back home.
Yeah.
So they're a good time to get Manchester United. Our next big test in those last games probably is a test against Chelsea. But I'd have to say, I mean, Chelsea are, it's, you know, superior side, really. We've got to play really, really well. But what's going to make it even harder is the defensive injuries now. It's going to make it much, much tougher. But we've all played in cup finals, and it's on the day, and you never know what happens on the
Keith
day.
Keith hasn't.
I think you'll find it out, Jay.
Sorry.
Hang on. Are you all right, Dave? It's all right. I've got my Johnson's Paint Trophy medal here.
And it's, you know...
You haven't.
It's on the day, but You know, Chelsea are a strong side, and with that strong side, they got some match winners that can really hurt you at Wembley.
Yeah. The one thing that Arsenal do have in their favour is that Chelsea's form was amazing at the start of the season, and they tapered off a little bit towards the end. And obviously, they did exactly everything that they needed to, Mark. But
who, Chelsea?
Yeah.
Well, as in won the league?
Yeah, but like they were outstanding, really. You know, Eden Hazard was player of the year for the first 6 months. The last 6 months, they've just come off a little bit.
That's, yeah, imagine if they hadn't.
It's normal when you know.
Of course it's
when
normal,
you don't
yeah.
have pressure from behind. Yeah.
Yes, that's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you think about it, at the start of the season, if you're a top team, you think we need to win the league. I think 1 year we won it in April, didn't we? And we didn't. I think we had 7 or 8 games left, never won one. But because we were on a beach bar in Ibiza, because basically you've won the league.
Yeah.
And that's all you can do. And top players, if they are like 5% down, it makes all the difference.
Chelsea players will know they've won the league.
Yeah, of course.
They'll be ready, right, ready for the FA Cup
Can you flip
final.
It? You can flip it back on.
They will, yeah. You can't flip back to what you...
Sorry, I wanted to ask Michael, does per mean slow? Is that the German for slow, Michael?
It's not his fault. But it's
not his fault he can't run.
He's a really good... He's world champion, eh?
Yeah.
Good answer.
No, and he's
unlike Keith.
Come on, Laurel, tell us.
And he's a great guy, but that doesn't help you on the pitch. But still, he's good enough, I think, to play. Of course, it's not really helpful if you don't play for such a long time. Pick
Any
up a
games.
Big injury.
Yeah.
But normally, I knew him from, if you need him, he's there. And he will do his job as best as possible, I think, I'm sure.
Yeah.
A bit like the cleaner.
If he's on the pitch, if he will play. you don't like him?
No.
What do you think is going to happen, Keith?
I think Chelsea are too strong. I think all week you've been making a case. You're trying to make a case for Arsenal, but it's when you look at the defensive problems that they have, they're defensively poor anyway. They just haven't got that steeliness about them. I think Chelsea are too strong, too powerful, too much creativity. It's only gone one way.
Yeah. They know all that, Ronnie. They know that they've got that defensive struggle. Like, it's not in Wenger's makeup to make the team sit back and defend, because like they've never done it, and yet you can't really see any alternative for them, can you? Or do they have to go out and try and win this game 4-3 or something?
I think they've got to go out and sort of look after themselves for half an hour and make sure they don't concede anything and just sort of keep themselves in the game. I cannot see any way Arsenal can win the game. But it's an FA Cup final. It's all that silly stuff, the phone goes out the window and all that in an FA Cup final. But I just cannot see any Arsenal team going out and beating the strength, the pace, the power of Chelsea. I can't see them getting near it.
Yeah. Did you play in the Wimbledon game? This was kind of like...
No, that's why they lost.
So everybody says that Wimbledon team.
Then I played and we beat them in the Charity Shield. But,
but they were 7th in the league that year, so they weren't a complete set of mugs, you know. But there's that difference in quality between those two teams.
That's just like what I said. It's an FA Cup final. Wimbledon were not going to beat Liverpool in an FA Cup final, but they did. So Arsenal look at these things and have a chance.
They did, yeah.
Yeah.
Arsenal aren't going to do that.
Arsenal can't.
Chelsea might do that. Yeah.
Chelsea can do that. That's why they've won the league.
So we've got 4 Chelseas and an Arsenal prediction?
I think Chelsea, we've got to play unbelievably and they need to have a bad day.
There you go, 5 Chelseas.
I spoke to him. and I think, you know, if somebody, getting back to earlier in the season, Chelsea came to Arsenal and Arsenal absolutely wiped the floor with them. And somebody just said to me at the end of that game, you know, they'll go and be worthy champions. But... you know, it amazed me. But I think it was the making of Conte and the team, and from what I gather, he kind of said, right, I've been really, you know, taking it easy here. I've feed my way. I'm going to do it a certain way. I'm going to go back to 3 at the back. I'm going to do what I know with Juventus and what I know with the Italian national side, and I'm going to put it here. And they mightn't be the greatest players individually, but I'm going to get a system, and they're going to play to it. And they've been outstanding since that way.
Yeah, so you do make them strong favourites, really, for this.
Have to be.
Right. That took a while to get to there, didn't it?
All right, we've one more bit left. Up next, somebody in this room is going to win a trip to the Emirates FA Cup final with thanks to Budweiser as Arsenal's David O'Leary takes on Chelsea's Michael Ballack in a question of the FA Cup. That's next. Cheers, lads.
Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air.
Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.